I'm going to open the Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee meeting of January 28th, 2019. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. Could I have a roll call, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock-Kelly, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Sylvia Genau, Prudential.
Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Is there any public comment? No public comment. Mr. Treasurer.
I'd like to review with the committee the performance of the Assistant Treasurer. Lisa Haven joined the district in April of last year, so she's been with us 10 months. She came to us with actually limited accounting experience, but with good computer skills. And after interviewing her, I thought that she would be a quick learner, which has proven to be the case. Training was, again, somewhat limited, so she's been challenged by that. We had about one and a half months of handover from the prior assistant treasurer with her, and then we had just one day of training in the accounting system. But she has performed very well. She has identified cost savings for the district. She has identified areas where, because of the previous incumbent's limited time, certain administrative matters had slipped, and she's identified those and started to work on those. She's made good progress in understanding the accounting system that we follow, and about the only area for improvement that we've identified is that sometimes she uses her powers of logic on municipal accounting, and I have instructed her that you have to have an absence of logic, and so one of the areas we're going to work on is communicating before she takes on certain actions. But that's it.
Okay. I just, for anybody who doesn't know, she's also the human resources person, so she's been, you know, that's a huge chunk of work, and she's been doing a lot of cleanup in that area, and she's also, takes all the phone calls for the district, and is currently in a probably losing battle with Eversource over the number of streetlights that we have. Mm-hmm. They say we have 13 sodium streetlights, and I can attest that we don't have them because I drove around to where they said they were, and they don't exist. So, you'd have any recommendations?
Yes, I would recommend a 3% increase for the assistant treasurer.
And she increased hours?
And we discussed increased hours. As I said, a lot of the things that she has been catching up on, I don't mean it as a criticism of her predecessor, but the Tony had limited hours,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that constricted the amount of work she could get done. We have found that the 24 hours is really not sufficient. We need 30 hours from time to time, and Lisa is willing to do that.
Okay.
So I would recommend that we have an increase to 30 hours and a 3% increase in her pay rate.
I'm sorry, she's 24 hours now?
Yeah.
24
yeah.
hours now, yes.
Mm-hmm. So any questions for Ray?
No, I got to say, you know, I was going to wait until the next topic of our agenda, but I got to say I've worked with her really well on the Freedom Hall floor, and you're 100% right, at least from my point of view. She's mm-hmm. been nothing but helpful. She's got great disposition, and I am all for more staff hours, because I think we're growing as a district, as much as we're small, but also there's a lot of requirements now coming our way that we definitely need staff to be to support. So I am all in favor of this.
Yes, good.
Lisa?
No, I'm in favor as well. You know, I haven't had, fortunately, I haven't had to deal with her in any human resource matters, but she seems to be doing a great job. She's very attentive to the district, so by all means, if she continues, you know, additional hours is just going to help the office,
yes.
I would imagine.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
So could I have a motion to approve the treasurer's recommendations for the assistant treasurer's increase in hours and 3% raise?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Great. Okay. Freedom Hall floor. So I got an example of an RFP that we used. For painting, but you know it can just be reworked for the floor, and so how are we coming?
So with the Freedom Hall flooring, I'm working again in getting contractors. We had a couple of contractors come in and look at the floor so that we could get a basis for how much this was going to cost us. So based on what those quotes came in at, I've identified that obviously it's a Chapter 149 project, it's building construction, but it's always over the $10,000 that would require us not to solicit quotes or anything. So we're in the quote process because it is between $10,000 and $50,000. So having said that, in order for us to move forward, we have to advertise a request for quotes on Combis, on the central register, on our website, and somewhere in a conspicuous place within our building for at least 2 weeks. So this is one of the things that I'm working with Lisa promptly on. Apparently the water department has a login for the central register, right, which is kind of the one that all the other ones are based on, because Combis you can post immediately. But I think in correspondence that I've had with Ray and the water superintendent, as he very eloquently put, if you post it on the central register for a Monday, it doesn't come up until next week or the next Wednesday. So yeah, that's basically the one that takes precedence over the other ones, because it usually takes longer than 2 weeks. So based on that, once that's posted, I've already secured prevailing wages, because obviously this being a public job requires prevailing wages. I have developed a request for quotes with a small description of the type of work we are intending to do, and I have the prevailing wage sheet. So once I can work with Lisa and Ray on getting that posted to the central register. Once we meet those requirements, then the quotes that come in, then we have to choose the lowest responsive and responsible bidder. So that's where we are right now with that project.
Well, how much experience are you asking for these bidders?
I am asking for at least three projects of similar scope, basically dealing with historic flooring,
okay,
and replacement, not repairs. Because I think after, you know, having them come in and look at the flooring, the opinion that we've got is that the floor definitely needs replacement, so we're not going to go with repairs.
Okay. go ahead.
No, I just was going to add, I have the central register login information from the feasibility study, so I'll just pull it up and email it to you.
Excellent, thank you.
So we have such a crowd tonight because these people are concerned about when they're going to be out of here for the floor. And so do you think that we're going to be able to do this in March?
Yes, I mean, based on, again, the requirements, if we post it today, hopefully 3 weeks from now, we'd be able to accept an offer, and then all the vendors that the two vendors that I discussed this with that came in to look at the floor, they want to work during March.
Oh, okay, great.
So hopefully we can get them in sooner rather than later. And unfortunately, it's just to let everybody know, it's the laws that we would love to just be able to get the work done right away, but unfortunately, even for a district as small as ours, we have to abide by procurement laws. So
So we can't start this until after the 7th of, the 7th of March, because Chris is, there's a large surprise birthday party scheduled here.
Okay.
That she really didn't want to. Yeah. So she really didn't want to cancel, so.
That's okay.
That first week you can still dance. So.
And again, you know, you just talk to Fran or to us and we'll figure it out. We'll definitely let the prospective low bidder know of our constraints when it comes to scheduling, and we'll, you know, we've got to tell them you got to work with us, because, you know, otherwise we're giving you the whole space open for you to work without any interruptions. Mm-hmm. So if there's a day or two where we need the hall, you just got to give us those couple of days.
Sure.
Stan Goldstein, 12 Trudy Lane. If I recall correctly, I think on the warrant for this year, we passed the item was passed for $40,000. What happens if we come in with bids over 40? How do you work around that?
Well, as of right now, the two people that have given us informal quotes are way under that, so we don't foresee that as being an issue.
Either of the individuals who've come to look at the floor given you an idea about how long it will take to replace it?
Yes, I think the both of them actually mentioned that the work doesn't take long. It will take about a week. The problem is there is a lot of leeway, a lot of time before they get the material. So they are trying to put the order in as quickly as possible so that they can get that material in. So that would be the only thing that they foresee as delaying the project.
Okay. And I believe the Civic Association won't start needing us till April, correct? Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
No problem.
Next thing is the rental fees. And I've got a sample contract here. So if it's a nonprofit group in the village, we don't charge them, like the library or the historical society. And then the other, I have that. Thanks. I don't know what I do. So for to a residence it's $50 a day, and for non-residents it's $100 for a day. And if you compare, you know, it's been at that for a long time, and we've talked about it several times since I've been on this committee, and it's stayed there. I think the Liberty Hall is $100 for a weekday and $200 for a weekend, but they have a kitchen. And the town of Barnstable is splits theirs morning, afternoons, or evenings. And they've got a very complex pricing for renting facilities. Depends upon if it's just a one-time visit or if you're going to use it, you know, like every week or every month. So,
any idea what they get for the Osterville Community Center? That's kind of an equivalent.
I don't think that exists anymore.
Yeah,
does it?
No, I was just there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what they didn't raise it.
It's not going to exist much longer. Aren't they going to tear it down?
That's what they said, but they're still holding.
Well, that's the town, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it depends. You know, if you're there
okay.
Once a week, it's one charge. If you're there just, you know, once a month or on a one-time basis, there are other charges.
Okay.
But they're all higher. That's all mm-hmm. higher than what we charge. So I don't know. I think I don't want to discourage anybody from using the building, but, you know, we have expenses also, like electricity and heat and maintenance for the building.
And that's, if you don't mind, that's one of a couple of questions. Being the new person on the committee, mm-hmm. I had, I don't know if these funds go to a revolving fund or stabilization
fund?
General fund. Is there any way to find out what the revenue has been in the last couple of years for that?
Oh, sure. We
okay.
we capture it and identify it as Freedom Hall Rental.
Okay. Because then, you know, that would be a great source in the future for upgrades like the flooring or windows or anything that needs to be done. And the other thing is, what's the most common use for the hall besides
dancing?
The dancing, which I love that. I may sign up myself, so just letting you know.
The summer you get to dance on the dock.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Everything. There are weddings here, funerals, baby showers, birthday parties, retirement parties, after graduation parties. Library has their annual plant and bake sale.
The elections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Army meetings.
Because the reason I'm asking is I don't know the history of how users have usually left the building after the fact, but it would be concerning if, you know, you have an event with a big party and then all of a sudden, you know, there's trash left behind or things in where they don't belong, they don't stack the chairs, things like that. So if there's any way we'd be able to hold those users responsible, that would be great.
Yeah, we don't have, you know, when I was growing up, we had somebody who opened the building up for you and closed it. And,
yeah.
It was Buddy Martin. but we don't have that anymore, so they get keys, and there's a charge for the key. Any frequent user, we have to take a deposit for the key. And we also take a $300 deposit from anybody
okay.
that's going to use it. And we require, for certain events, insurance, especially if there's going to be any liquor.
Excellent.
You know, so for the most part, you know, people mostly leave it the way they found it. You know, they're supposed to put everything away, sweep the floor, and make sure all the doors are locked and the lights are off.
Excellent.
You know.
I think the worst offenders in the past have actually been after elections, correct?
Yeah.
And the main reason I say that is because right there in the permit application, step number one or bullet point number one is Freedom Hall is a historic building and must be treated with respect. So I want to ensure that, not obviously the Tangled people because recurring people, we like them, but anybody who doesn't, you know, because since we rent it to people from out of the district, people who are not nearby, mm-hmm. don't understand the history of this building, we want them to make sure that they treat it with respect and there's some accountability if they don't, you know, hold it up to our standards.
Yeah. Chris Dolly at the fire department is our administrative assistant. She does a very good job of screening people. Mm-hmm. And if she has a question, she contacts me. But, you know, so there are some people that, you know, call and are interested in using it, and we just say no right. because we just have concerns.
Good.
So do you want to wait and see what the income is that we generate before we?
No, I'm all set.
Increase the rental fees, leave the rental fees the same.
If it goes to the general fund, then I'm all set.
So just leave them where they are? Or?
Yeah, I think they're reasonable. I mean, we're not trying to make it unreasonable for people to rent the space, so we want to make sure it gets used as a community space.
There was a long period of time, just for your knowledge, that it wasn't used as much as, you know, we've kind of promoted, or Fran, the committee has promoted the use of it because it is a district, you know, we're lucky we have the building.
Absolutely.
Most districts don't have a separate building like we do, so I think we still want to encourage that.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So did you get a chance to go over the minutes?
Yeah, did I? I believe.
They're not included.
Let me see. I believe I did. In the last meeting was the streetlight contract.
Right, on the 10th, and then there were December. You sent December minutes.
Correct.
Also.
Yep. Yes, I'm all set.
Okay. December's when we were hacked.
Okay. So can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I make a motion to approve the Prudential Committee minutes for the meetings held in December and January.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Anything, any other topics that I didn't anticipate that we'd like to discuss?
I only have one thing. It's per our bylaws, we're only required to meet once a month, but again, it could be because I'm still the new member and there's still things that I'm figuring out, like who does what and like the process that you just mentioned for renting the building. I would propose that perhaps we set our standing meetings to like the fourth Monday of every month, but then have workshops every the second Monday of every month. So that way we meet bi-weekly or at least twice a month, and one is an official meeting and another one's a workshop to kind of just work things through, like this procurement thing or how certain things work and the things, the needs that we see for the district so that we can address them in just an informal meeting. So I've been excuse me, I've been thinking about this and I just felt like now during this meeting it was a good time to bring it up since all these things are happening.
Yeah, we could do that. We certainly, you know, upcoming with budget season and getting ready for the annual meeting,
we'll definitely need it.
We'll meet more during each month to get ready for that. But sure, we can do that.
And I think it's a great idea just to normalize it. We have our official meetings to deal with our business, but then workshops to just deal with everyday little things as they come along. Because this is an important project, and understanding the scheduling and how it's going to affect all the other users, it'd be great to have more recurring meetings so that we can be on the loop on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the replacement of the floor going to affect downstairs? Does it go all the way? Are we replacing the entryway?
No, we're just doing the hall.
Okay.
And the only thing, again, just to come, go back to that, as you can see, it just has a different pattern. So what's going to take time, or slightly more time, is just to recreate the pattern. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's white maple flooring, which is kind of hard to obtain. But once they have the materials, both of the companies that we discussed this with say that not only they can replicate the pattern, they can work with the edge here at the stage, and it'd be something that they could do fairly quickly. So it's just the lead time on the material.
Yeah. Should we have them fix the mistake?
The only change was we'll put quarter round so the floor can breathe.
Correct.
Which it doesn't have now. And the grates can be sandblasted and the rust gone.
Yeah.
Nice. You know.
So this trim at the stage basically will be on the edge of the building as well.
Yeah. And then did he say two or three coats of poly on the floor?
I do not remember
like
off the top of my head.
It was going to be like a basketball court.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever they do for basketball courts.
Yeah.
So. So.
Okay. I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to look amazing when we're done. So.
Be a crowning glory for the rehab of this building.
Yeah. Mm.
So if that's it, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.